long since you played them, but you're significantly healthier than what you were then. How important is that going to be for you?
Yeah, no, it was good. It's great just to get our all 11 players out there on the court. So we learned a lot from that first game. We probably relied too much on Tirico and really didn't give others an opportunity. So we made a good adjustment on Sunday, and hopefully that carries through tomorrow night.
The impact of having Bryce out there against Sydney specifically, what will that do for you?
Oh, just his presence on the floor. It's, his presence on the floor last weekend, I think he had, 2 points to halftime. We still scored 51 or 2 points, he stretches the defence out. He makes guys guard him close, which creates opportunities for other people.
So was that him not scoring and you guys going well? Was that an impact of that change that you made because of too much emphasis on Tirico in that Sydney game?
Well, Bryce is just plays what's in front of him, and he's unselfish and guys got going. So it was more so of the other guys got it going and he's quite happy. But when he needs to take control, he does that as well.
Tom, has it been getting better and better?
Yeah, well, look, it's something he's going to have to play with. He did a good job of playing with it in the discomfort, especially with the shooting hand, but I was so pleased to see the ball go through the net in the second half. It was good. Now he's a little bit comfortable with it. He's got a couple of training sessions under his belt now, so it's just the comfort level that he's got to play with.
And medically, what was it exactly? Like, what did you pinpoint?
Yeah, well, look, if he didn't have a couple of tendons, if he didn't have a couple of tendons hanging on, he would have had surgery. So, it was a pretty significant injury. He's doing a good job to be out there on the court.
Yeah, and for the rest of the season, he has to deal with that now? Or do you think at some point...
Yeah, look, I'm not an expert in that. I'll just what they tell me, but hopefully it's getting better every day and he's learning to play with it and it'll get better over the course of the journey.
Yeah. Andrew Bogut, round two?
Yeah, look, Bogues is, he played a great game against New Zealand last week, so he's certainly a handful.
Yeah, how do you go about just trying to control him? Because, as you said, he's been so good recently.
Yeah, well, it's all of them. There's Randall, there's Newley, there's Lish. Kick it, Bowen, where do you stop? They're certainly talented lineup, and we just have to make sure that our defence is going to get tested, that we're supporting each other and doing a good job on the game plan.
Yeah, obviously the last game you had that personal run-in with Bogues. Have you had much contact with him since?
No, well, certainly I'll ask him this week if he wants to join our huddle at halftime and he can come in and listen to the... If I had known that, we could have offered him a contract. He wanted to listen to me talk that much.
What will you do if you get an opportunity, like this last 2 minutes is close, the refs are going and checking something, you want to talk to your players, and now you know that he's going to wander over? Have you got...
Probably the same thing I did last game. You stay away, I'm going to talk to my players, and hopefully that doesn't eventuate.
Because he's made it clear that it works because he can hear things, and you've made it clear you're not going to let him stand there. So something's going to come to a head at some point.
Yeah, we'll just tell him we're putting him in the pick and roll. So that's fine. We'll have something ready for him.
But can you... Do you say to yourself, I can't touch him? Or how does that work now?
Oh, look, it was more of a hand was out there to stay away. Then he grabbed it and wouldn't let go. So I said, get out of here. So it was, same thing. 30 seconds later, we smiled about and had a bit of fun with it. But... it wasn't anything malice in there at all. It was just I was trying to talk to the players to our players.
So if he does do it again, you just have to kind of almost accept it.
I'll show him away. Hopefully the Red Army will help me and direct him towards the bench that he needs to go to and the coach he needs to listen to.
Yeah.
From a team perspective, you've had restricted minutes for a lot of guys in the last couple of games. Are all restrictions off yet, or are there still guys who you have to manage?
Yeah, we're managing right now. Nick's not training, so you won't see him out the court, and it's more of managing his workload with the Boomers and coming back, and Mitch is, we're mindful of that, and Damo's, it'll be managed throughout the course of the year, just with his history and injuries, we want to make sure that they're peaking on game day and not beforehand, so our medical staff are doing a really good job with that, and they're guiding us the restrictions there, so Angus would be pretty much hands off and let's go. And it'll be a few others game by game, see how they pull up.
So is Nick going to be on restrictions for the game? Or just
no, just tonight, yeah.
It's obviously been a massive workload.
Yeah, big time, and he's always in there and playing high minutes and producing. And we had our big day yesterday and now it's a little bit lighter day to be sharpening up for this game tomorrow night.
And Mitch was sore as a boil in that first one back. How's he feeling now?
Yeah, in hindsight, he probably shouldn't have played against the Kings. that game. It was just he couldn't practice the day before, and you know, that was he was restricted what he could do. And I said he looked like Cliffy Young out there running, but he'd show his age. He didn't know who Cliffy Young was. He was shuffling with gumboots on. But you know, he's got through Sunday really good. He's pulled up well, so we expect he can play a full game.
So would this be the healthiest you've had then?
Since the start of the year,
Must be nice.
It's good to get our 11 there. I don't think we're all 100%, but we're moving that direction, which is a good time to do it.
For the fans, this is one game they really want to see. They've probably had it penciled in for a while. The atmosphere is normally electric. Do you think it will go up even to a new level?
Yeah, well, it's a big one, isn't it? You're playing against one of the big dogs of the league. You know, they recruited exceptionally well. They've done that the last couple of years, and they bring an NBA champion in. You know, and it's probably the best Australian basketball we've produced. Mm. It doesn't get any bigger than that. If we're not ready for this now and the competition, it's you know, it's a good sign where we are at.
Mm. I know you're not the first one over before you worry about the second one, but when you go Sydney into Melbourne in one weekend, it's a pretty big draw. Do you sense that there's a different feeling in the build-up to the entire weekend just within the group?
Yeah, no, look, our focus has been on Sydney. We'll play this game and then move on to the next.
Perfect. Cool. Cool. Thanks.